Welcome back to Radio Laurier. If you're tuning in, my name is Amelia and you're listening to Election Season. With the Students' Union election around the corner, we at Radio Laurier are offering the opportunity for presidential and board candidates to amplify their voice, their platform, and their story to the student body at large. On this interview, we talk to Kiana Loachi, Board of Directors candidate. So first question for you, what program and what year are you in?
I am in my third year of political science right now.
Nice.
I was doing a double major with global studies, but I think I'm going to drop that down to my minor.
Wow. A double major. I don't have a lot of close friends who did that, but everyone I know who did it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a big commitment. And what made you want to come to Laurier?
What made me want to come to Laurier was once I stepped on the campus, there was just this immediate feeling of community. So I had gotten my acceptances to a few other universities and I toured them. And at first I honestly thought I was going to go to Ryerson, but then I came to Laurier mm-hmm. and just immediately fell in love with the campus. I was doing my tour. And then my mom's also a Laurier alumni and she told me nice. About all the amazing experiences that she had. And I thought I'd continue.
That's so cool. My mom's a Laurier alum too, actually. That's
so
crazy.
Cool.
I know.
What year?
Sorry, go ahead.
What year did your mom graduate?
Ooh, I want to say she's going to kill me if I say like a year that makes her sound older than she is. I think she might have been like 80, 85, 86.
I think my mom's 84.
Oh my God. My mom could be, I'm not sure exactly, but somewhere in the 80s somewhere. Yeah, she was a psychology major.
Thanks. My mom did a BBA.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. I know that whole family connection to Laurier, it never, that was totally not the reason.
It never goes away.
Yeah. I mean, for me at least, I mean, not to digress too much, but it wasn't the reason I came. It just kind of happened, but I always forget. I'm like, wow, we really have some lineage at this university. It's kind of cool. Anyway. Let's get into some of the heavier questions. First question for you, Kiana. What role do you believe the Students' Union plays in the lives of other students at Laurier?
So I think the Student Union really facilitates and advocates to create the best undergrad experience possible. So this year, one of the things that's very important to me is the health and dental referendum.
Yeah.
So that's going to impact a lot of people, especially with the oral contraceptives being voted on. It could be covered by insurance if the referendum is voted yes on, as well as getting more mental health supports.
Yeah, absolutely. I know the health referendum is huge this year. There was a lot of complaint about oral contraceptives no longer being covered, which I think is so, it's beyond me, but I'm really glad this is back in the public eye this year, that referendum. I think that's really great. And what made you want to run for a board of director position?
So I wasn't sure about it at first, but then my friend Kayla Hahn, who currently sits on the board of directors, encouraged me and she kind of said to me, hey, you can make a big difference in people's lives. It might be a little bit more behind the scenes, but you can make a difference. And I've been seeing a lot of stuff on Twitter and then with talking to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Laurier's satisfaction ranking dropping.
Yeah.
I think change needs to happen. And I figure you can either sit there and watch the change happen and be unhappy about it, or you can go and do something to try and make it better.
Yeah, I think that's a really great attitude. And I've been talking to the presidential candidates about Laurier losing the number one student satisfaction title. And not so much about losing the title, but it's more, to me, it's concerning about just about the morale of students, right?
Yeah, I agree. I think going from number one to number five is a really big drop,
mm-hmm.
Especially within the span of 1 year. And I think COVID has impacted that a lot. I think a lot of people are stressed and don't know what's going on because of COVID.
Yeah.
And I think being on the board of directors and being able to kind of be informed on initiatives will make a big difference.
Yeah, for sure. And exactly what you said when you were talking about, why you came to Laurier, you just get that feeling on campus. When you don't have the campus to have that feeling, I feel like it makes it harder to take pride in your institution. And I think, even if we end up being in online again for fall 2021, it's going to be a year to try and build that back up.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think not being on campus is definitely a big factor, like mm-hmm. not being able to see your friends in person. Obviously, you can give them a Zoom call, go for a social distance walk with masks, but being on campus, you can't replace that feeling.
No, it's totally true. And do you have any history with the Students' Union, or is this like your first time being involved, like at all?
This is my first time being involved, yeah. Oh,
that's great. Awesome. And why do you feel that you're qualified for the position?
I think I'm qualified because I like to be informed on this kind of stuff. I'm willing to put in the work. And I may not have the same experience that other board members have where they're directly involved with the Students' Union, but as a student, I understand that perspective and I want it, and I understand kind of feeling like you don't know who to go to and you don't know how to ask for help. So I want to make myself available for other people. I'm a good listener. Mm-hmm. I'm prepared to make the changes people want to see where we can.
I think that's a really important point too that you brought up. Just kind of people, I feel like there can be a bit of a disconnect between Students' Union and actual students. And exactly what you said, you're a student who's kind of faced the same sense of confusion with that. And I think having someone who has that fresh perspective is really valuable.
Yeah, I think it also brings a new understanding of what the student union's meant to do, because based on what I've been seeing on social media, it seems as though people don't understand the role of Students' Union versus what the university is doing.
Yeah, for sure. And that kind of leads me into my next question about transparency. What kind of role do you see transparency playing with the board, and what role do you feel like as a director, like what obligation to be transparent do you feel you have to the students?
I think it's really important to be transparent and have that honest and open communications to the student body. Because when you don't know what's going on, it's harder to have that sense of community. Mm-hmm. When people feel disconnected, when they feel like their voice isn't heard, that's when discontent happens and that's when the satisfaction rankings go down.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. I think that's, again, a huge part. And going back to communication and honesty. And I think everybody keeps talking about the health referendum again, but I think that was a clear example of where things can get really discombobulated between Students' Union and the student population. And as a director of the board, if you're elected, you'll be expected to work as a member of a team. Why do you think you'll do this effectively?
So I haven't had a lot of work working with the student union directly or student government.
Yeah.
But growing up, my parents had me in team sports every single season, mm-hmm. hockey, soccer, whatever it was. So I understand working in that team dynamic. And I also understand kind of taking on a little bit more of a leadership role and being willing to be that person, kind of put yourself on the line and be a little bit of be encouraging. I was the captain of two varsity teams in high school. Right. So I understand kind of that more upfront role, whereas mm-hmm. you also need to take a step back and listen to others.
Yeah, that's very important. I think that's huge too, is the listening part too, right?
Yes.
And what will you do to encourage unity between the Brantford and Waterloo campuses?
Right now, I think we've got a good opportunity because both campuses are online. I think we could almost start hosting co-events with the two campuses, giving an opportunity for the students on both campuses to interact and creating those connections. Because personally, I know myself, I don't know a lot of people on the Brantford campus.
Yeah.
And a lot of people on the Brantford campus, probably don't know a lot of people on the Waterloo campus. Mm-hmm. So kind of taking advantage of things being online to create Zoom events maybe. And I'm sure there's other initiatives which we can take to encourage more cooperation between the two.
Mm-hmm, for sure. I think there's a lot of, every year it's kind of brought up the whole, how do we encourage unity between the two campuses? And it is a really difficult task because while we are the same school, we're two very different campuses. And it is a difficult task to try and create unity and be present on both. So that's not something I envy. But I think in this year, especially when students are looking for more connection and support, it's a great year to build on initiatives that connect the different campuses, even if it's on Zoom. I mean, I'm sure we're all sick of Zoom, but
we've got to take advantage of what we do have to create those connections. Zoom isn't always the best because you do end up with Zoom fatigue.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure 3-hour Zoom lectures. Yeah. I know for sure I need a break when I do them. So finding events that work for people, even with the conditions we're in right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And last question for you, Kiana, how will you support your team and encourage cohesion in the students' union?
So supporting the team and encouraging cohesion, I think the most important thing to that is listening. It's not necessarily pushing your what you want and your agenda. You need to be able to take a step back and listen to your team members and put yourself in their shoes to understand. Because once you've taken that step back and you're understanding them, then you can talk to them and you can create more cohesion, find your middle ground.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time answering our questions. This is a great opportunity for the students to get to know you as a candidate. So I appreciate you sitting down with us today.
Thank you so much for your time, Amelia.
You're welcome.